1-800-DUI-OA is now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Stay home and trust Jubal's friends with a free remote consultation from Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Call 1-800-DUI-OA or visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com.
1-800-DUI-OA.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I was looking for Justin.
This is him.
Justin, Robert here. How you doing?
Oh, hi. Hi. Hello, sir.
You know who I am, don't you?
Of course, you're the CEO.
Yes, I am. Congratulations, Justin. You passed the test.
that's great.
I'm just yanking your chain there a little bit. How's it hanging? Not your chain, just in life. How's it hanging?
Things are pretty good.
Anyway, the reason for my call is that your direct boss, Jamie, tells me you've been doing a hell of a job out there on the road.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Says you've been flying all over the country, closing deals, cashing checks, and snapping necks. That's what I like.
Yeah, that's what I do, just cashing checks and snapping necks.
There you go. And I know you're scheduled to go to Nashville tomorrow, but I'm going to change that. I need you to fly out to my home base.
Oh, wow. Great. Like a meeting?
Well, I do have a very important job for you.
Yeah, of course. Whatever you need, I'll do it.
Perfect. Well, my wife just called me and wants to have some time with her girlfriends. So I need someone to take the triplets to my place.
I'm sorry, sir. Triplets?
Yes. Me and my wife have 6-month-old triplets. I'm sure you saw that in the newsletter.
I didn't.
The newsletter, Justin, it's an email that goes out once a month.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, of course.
Anyway, that's not the point. The point is I need you, my best salesperson, to take my 3 babies across the country in a commercial plane.
You want me to bring your kids on a plane?
I don't understand what you're not getting, Justin.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about a work trip.
I know this isn't your traditional business call, but these kiddos mean a whole heck of a lot to me. And there is nothing that I wouldn't do for Amber, Sapphire, or Diamond.
That's their names?
Yes, Amber, Sapphire, and Diamond. Those are my triplets. You would have known that if you read the newsletter.
No, correct. Absolutely.
Correct. So have you ever been through TSA with triplets before?
Yeah, no, I can't say I've ever been through TSA with kids, but I'm sure it's not pleasant.
It's definitely not pleasant. You ever see the running of the bulls in Spain?
Yeah, no, I know what that is.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. I'd rather be gored by an angry bull right in the butt than have to take my triplets through TSA.
That sounds terrible.
It would be more pleasurable to be split in half by a mad bull.
Yeah,
I'm talking all the way from the bottom to the top, straight through.
Oh, I get it, sir. I got it. I don't know why you had to put it like that.
I'm just trying to point out how painful it could be.
I can't even imagine going through security with a bunch of triplets and kids.
It is horrible. Worst experience you could ever have, Justin. That's why I don't do it. That's why I'm asking you to do it. And you do this for me just one time, and then another time next week, and you could be my right-hand man. Could put you in very good standing with me.
But, sir, I'm not good with kids.
They're not kids. They're babies, and they won't stop crying. Ever.
Which is why I can't.
I would rather pull every single tooth out of my mouth and insert staples with a staple gun in their place. That's how pleasurable it's going to be.
Sir, I know what you're saying, but this just sounds horrible. Like, why would you want me to do this?
Because this is a prank phone call, and it's the only idea I could think of. That's why.
Sir, I don't get it. I don't understand why you'd be pranking me.
Oh, because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your buddy Brock set you up.
What? Are you kidding?
No, it's a joke.
No way.
Yeah, he told me that you travel a lot for work.
Seriously?
And he also told me that you never talked to your CEO before, so he thought you might believe this phone call.
Yeah, no way. I have no idea what he sounded like.
If you read your damn company email once in a while and get that newsletter, maybe you'd know.
Okay, you got it, sir. I will take care of that as soon as we wrap up here.
Wonderful.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.